There we go. It should be online right now. Let me see.
Is it a bad thing I have to take a shit real quick?
Do you really?
No.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, fuck you. You ain't shit. If you
30 minutes like last time too?
Huh?
Is it 30 minutes like last time?
It's gonna be a small one, yeah. Like probably an hour or 30 minutes, either or.
Let's do 30 minutes until we get like more people watching.
More people watching?
Yeah, just keep it short so it's like not super long or anything.
All right, yeah, just so people can get used to it. All right, motherfuckers, seems like we're live. Have you checked the shit? Does it look good?
I don't see anything, my nigga.
Man, it's good on my side. What the fuck?
I mean, like, I don't know if we're live or not. I can't see the fucking thing. You never sent me the link.
Motherfucker, I just did.
Where, nigga? Where?
On the Google Hangout shit.
Oh, there it is.
Go to your left corner all the way to say chat. Motherfucker.
Cabron.
Mother cabron, really? That's what you want to say? You want to read the Spanish over here, bro? You want to go full Spanish with me, motherfucker? No. Let me pop out the chat just in case someone comes through. If they do, well, yeah, hello. All right, let me start this shit. All right, welcome everybody to That Podcast About Nothing, the TPAN episode 2, where we come here and we talk shit to each other. Why? Because fuck it, that's why. Everybody, welcome to the podcast. We're still figuring shit out, so it's gonna be a small podcast. It's gonna be really short and shit. We're going to be talking about pussy. Yeah. No. We ain't talking about that. Actually, we are, because we're having a story time with Dominican. Oh, we're talking about that. Nah, we're talking about that shit. My man, we're talking about that shit right now. Nah, motherfucker. I told you we're going to be talking about it because we are. But all right, so this is the podcast about nothing.
Wait.
What?
Whose man's is that, bro? Your man's? Whose man's is you, cuz?
Who are you talking to? Oh, is in the chat?
No, what you're talking about, bro. Whose man's is you?
Galaxy MTZ. Are you CMT? Bro, is that your name over here on YouTube, man? Because if you're CMT, what's up, man? Thank you for coming through. Really appreciate the support. And if you haven't, go ahead and share that. Share this podcast on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. Can you share shit on Snapchat?
Is it louder now?
Nah, I don't know, neither. Whatever.
He says my voice is too low.
Oh, your voice is low? You better get closer to your mic.
I'm as close as I'm getting to this mic, or else you guys are just going to hear my... Yeah, y'all not trying to hear that.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, let me see.
I don't know if you can fix it on that end, but if you can, go ahead. Try to fix it.
Hopefully, yeah, I can actually fix it if I can. I don't, whatever. But, it is CMT. Hey, CMT, how you doing, man? Hey, really, really appreciate you coming through. Hopefully you enjoy this shit, by the way. Go ahead and share this shit on Twitter, man. Let everybody know that we're live. Also, before I do that, let me get this shit started too. Share this shit on Twitter so people can see.
Did you do that beforehand, my nigga?
No, I actually did. I did a hype and shit, but you know how people are. They like, oh yeah, hopefully everything goes good, and they never show up. That's some bullshit. Okay. I'll tell you that right now. So like I was doing the introduction, this is the podcast about nothing. We're gonna be talking about Dominican's Tinder adventure. We also are gonna be talking
about to talk about this, bro.
Oh yes we are, because you haven't told me the full story yet, and you're gonna do it live for people to watch, because this is some shit that I'm gonna be sharing on YouTube and people will hear your story. Not yet. This is just the preview, so give me a second. This is the preview. I need to set this shit up. All right, we're gonna be.
Are we gonna have a commercial break too, bro?
No, we're not. We actually gonna have something in the future called the plug of the day. That's gonna be someone who's gonna be sponsoring us, or we're gonna be promoting someone else, or something like that.
Sponsor this show.
Shit. Someone who doesn't give a fuck. Someone who doesn't give a shit. Yeah, I'm thinking about the future, man. Yeah, we're going to about talk about shit. We also are going to be talking a little bit about the Nintendo Switch, how we feel about it. Also, we will be talking about... Oh, fuck, I forgot. I have it on my notes. Where the fuck are my notes? I took notes for this shit, and I forgot about it. Holy crap. Give me a second. Where the fuck are you guys? Where the...
This nigga, why, bro?
Because fuck you, that's why.
This is a show literally... about nothing, and you got notes, my nigga?
Hey, man. I want something, at least, so we can talk about shit. You know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. That's how it is. Fuck it. We're gonna be talking about fuck it. Let's get it.
Nigga, just do it like how you do it at home, bro. Just freeball it. Come on now.
All right. I got two balls, so we're gonna freeball one of them. Let's get it. So we're gonna be talking about Dominican's Tinder adventure. My man, you gotta tell me what the fuck happened.
So, you know, I was swiping right, you know, right. I couldn't find one. Right. And then I made a left. And then it was just like, oh.
Wait. So you were on Tinder this whole time?
Yeah, I was on Tinder.
Oh, is it you were looking at some good shit all day?
I mean, yeah.
You know, like sometimes on Tinder, like on my side, there's like a lot of ugly people, man, on my side. And the thing is, like, I can't go below 19 because that shit is you have no idea. Like when I try to go to the 19 years old, it's like, what the fuck? You look too
just in general, like Tinder has no way of verifying anything. So like I've found fucking 12-year-olds on that bitch.
Really? Themselves off,
like, 15, 16-year-olds.
Because apparently No. I found myself a 15-year-old, I think it was, a 14-year-old. I'll send you the picture later so you can see it. That shit was creepy as hell. And she was like, I'm not looking for anybody. I just want someone to play Nintendo with. Nintendo with. What nigga, the fuck?
That is not the app. That's where people go to get some dick or get some pussy. Like
exactly. What the hell are you doing here?
Going and trying to get Nintendo Play Buddies. Like, come on now.
Man, that's some bullshit. You already know. Oh, okay, whatever. Continue, my man.
But anyways, you know, I make that left. We match and everything. And basically, to fast forward a little bit, you know, we chat. We get along and shit. We go on a date to the movies.
Oh, what movie are you watching?
It was some corny ass shit, bro. It was what the fuck is the name? It was corny
ass movie. Wait, what? What?
That fucking corny ass like cartoon movie where they're basically it's a bunch of animals singing songs and shit.
Oh man, that's corny as a motherfucker, man.
It honestly it wasn't that bad, but it was corny as hell.
Oh man,
like the movie itself wasn't like terrible or anything. It was just corny, but
it was good then.
Yeah, it was okay. It was okay for what it was.
By the way, one second. Galaxy said, y'all should have guests branch out a bit. That's what we're going to do later on. Right now, it's the first fucking episode, so we're going to be doing freeballing this shit just between us two. And Toy, what's up, girl? Man, you're going to be the next guest. You already know that, Toy, so you be prepared for this shit. Like, listen to this shit right now and then take notes because we're going to be talking a lot of shit between us. So you better be ready. All right, continue, my man.
So, anyways, after that day, we get along. We continue to talk and shit. And then she invites me over in the morning. And keep in mind, her mom doesn't, you know, she's not at home because she's obviously at work till like, I don't know, like 6 or something.
So but she hit there. Yo with a text, though. She was like, yo, Dominican, mom ain't here. I'm alone.
Your voice is not... You sound like a fucking pedophile and shit, bro.
Oh, come on, man. do I really sound that bad? I mean...
Give me a little bit of that pussy. That's exactly... You sound like pussy. Fucking... What's that, man? Oh, yeah. Fucking Filthy Frank head ass.
I mean, you always compare me to Filthy Frank either or, so whatever.
Honestly, bro, if I really wanted to compare you, I would pull out the PewDiePie card.
Man, fuck you. Fuck you. You know I hate that motherfucker. I hate PewDiePie so much.
Why, whatever, continue. Bro? Why
no. Let's not get into this topic. We're talking about you and Tinder. Let's get it. Fuck you.
Oh my god. But anyways.
No. CMT saying like we sound like a sex offender talking about 15 years old. All right. Hey, my man, chill. chill, we're gonna get sniped on YouTube because of that shit. But Dominican, how old was this chick that you were talking about?
Her? She's fucking she's 19.
Yeah, she's okay. 19 again. She is was or 19 is 19. All right, so chill, motherfuckers.
If anything, she's older than she. But you know what? Never mind. Let me not get into.
Yeah. Let's continue.
Anyways, I go over there, and we get down to the dirty, and the dirty get going.
Ooh.
I get down there. We get done. But I don't get done. She gets done. I don't get to bust no nuts. She taps out before.
Wait. So what you're telling me is, you went down. Do you at least like go in at all, or you just went down?
No, nigga. Who I look like, my nigga? Who do I look like to you?
Like Rick Ross, to be honest. But that's something. Shout out to the Bills.
No. Let's not go there either. Yeah, don't make me. Yeah. Tapatillo head ass.
I know I look Mexican. Man, fuck you.
but anyways. I don't get to bust a nut. She gets to finish. I did insert if you want to know.
Alright, there you go. See more details.
Oh my god. I don't even know why I'm telling this story, bro. Like this is weird as fuck.
But this is the thing. The what you're telling me right now is you did not bust a nut at all, did you?
I didn't, bro. I didn't.
My man, how good was the eating that you didn't even bust a nut? She did first, then you, man.
I mean, I guess I give good head. I don't know.
Man, you better back it off a little bit, man. You gotta give it some, but do not give it all, man. This is not. This is not an eating contest, man. You gotta save some for yourself, man. You little
foodie, you say I'm a foodie.
You foodie fan, really? Yeah. But man, how mad were you driving back, bro?
I was confused and disappointed. I was confused, disappointed, a little bit. I don't know what I felt. Like, it was just a weird ass feeling.
Do you have to do the dirty by yourself in your home, man? Man, that is.
I'm gonna leave that up to the audience to, you know, guess. So yeah.
Bruh, so you didn't. Oh my god, bro. I feel really sorry for you.
The worst part about it, that was my first time.
Was it your first time going?
Yeah.
Man, I thought you already. Wait. So you're telling me you were a virgin until that time?
Yeah.
What the?
It was weird, bro. It was weird. Weird ass shit.
Okay. That's an update for me. That was your first time.
Yeah.
My dude. That makes it way worse.
Exactly.
You had the worst. I'm telling you. The worst experience of blue balls in your life. You are never gonna forget about this.
Those bitches were purple, bro. That's how bad it was. Like, come on now.
Man, are you at least talking to this chick still? So you can rearrange something else?
I'm not gonna disclose that, but you guys can assume so. If you
yeah, please. I mean, come on. This time don't even go down. You just do your thing. Be like, bitch, you did it to me first. This is my payback. I'm done. I'd be like, I'm done. Bye.
Wait. Now that I think about it, are you know what? You know what? I think you should save it for next time that we talk about a story, but you should talk about your little journey. And if you know which journey I'm talking about the one through a certain country.
Oh. If you can. Oh, we're talking about who you met.
Yeah.
No. We ain't talking about that. Probably in the future, but right now, no. That's some shit that Dr. needs Pepper, to be off the record. Pepper. Huh?
Pepper.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. Whatever. We're going to be talking about
There's that so many later. Things that I'm just confusing niggas with right now. They don't even Man. Know what the fuck we're talking about, but
I mean, anyways. they need to keep up with the podcast so people can know that what we're talking about later on. Anyways, man, the moral of the story is don't eat out a girl too good, man. Because if she's gone, if she's done with it, then you have the biggest blue balls in life. God. See, no. This is something you gotta write down in your notes. Like, okay, next time I don't need to eat it too good. I need to eat it halfway, and then halfway done, I'm gonna go in.
It's just finish my business. I was hungry.
Mean, I know you were hungry, but at least busted at least one nut, man. At least one.
All right. Yeah. On to the next one, bro. On to the next one.
I am so dumb with you. But my man, at least you kind of lost your B card, maybe?
I would say like half of it.
Half of it, maybe? You know how they punch a hole in a car? They like half punch a fucking car.
Yeah, basically.
Oh my god, I'm done with you, my man. I'm sorry. All right, let's move into the next thing. Toys over here, like, yo, what the fuck did I just walk into? You walked into K4 is the podcast about nothing, where we talk about shit, and we ain't shit neither. So we're talking about shit about shit. Oh, whatever, fuck it. I that was a bad explanation. Galaxy's over here. Wait, I want to hear about this journey to greatness. My man, if you wanna hear about my stories, you in for a ride.
Nah, his are like, oh, his are worse.
And by the way, Galaxy, I know you're Mexican, so this is. This is not gonna help you.
Actually, K4, what's a Mexican's favorite sport?
Man, I don't even wanna.
Just guess, bro. Just guess.
Soccer.
No.
Football.
No.
What is it then?
Cross country.
Let's
just leave it. Let's leave it at that. The journey's about what I just referenced.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Achilles, what's up, my man? Thank you for coming through. Really appreciate your support. By the way, man, you guys are grown ups, and you know we're talking a lot of shit, and we talk a lot of shit, and you guys already know me. I'm a dirty ass motherfucker, and Dominican is nothing. Man, this motherfucker is more dirty than
not as bad as you, bro. Let's just say he was the one that created this term called barbecue nipples.
Okay, yes, that is.
I don't know how he created this, but he thought of it.
We thought about it. I don't know how the fuck, and even I don't know how the fuck we thought about that shit, but we did it. All right, let's keep it going.
It was just mostly you. I'm giving credit to you. So yeah.
All right, let's continue to the next scene. All right, we're gonna talk about this Nintendo Switch. God damn, right away though?
No.
I mean, I was shit. There you go. That's the end of the podcast, man. Motherfuckers, get the fuck.
No,
for real though. How do you feel about the Nintendo Switch, man? How, like the first time you heard about it, right now, what you heard about right now, and how do you feel about it in the future, man?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I guess I like having shit in first, you know, trying to use it before I, you know, say anything about it and give my input on the product or anything like that. But I guess it looks cool so far. It just depends what they do with the games that they actually put out for it. Because they're targeting like this little kid demographic, which I think they should just like honestly forget about it and target the nostalgia behind Nintendo and bring back a bunch of old games that they should have done with the Wii U, which they could have done, but they didn't because they're dumbasses.
They do. There's a lot of really good games that are behind it. Nostalgia is a motherfucker, man. Nostalgia
like
was
even if they did remasters of like literally half of the fucking games on the 64, niggas would go crazy. They would instantly buy that. Like it's a for sure sale. Like just remastering a game and just putting it as it is, how it came out back whenever it came out again is just it's amazing. I don't know why they haven't done this sooner.
Can you imagine a Nintendo 64 remaster, dude? Like, just the console itself and with all the games come in? Bruh. Even Superman 64 is going to be passable if they remastered that motherfucker.
Hell, I'm telling
you. Nintendo 64...
Just because.
Just because, man. Because, come on, man. Nostalgia is a motherfucker. Nintendo 64... Yo, Mario 64. Remember that shit?
Yeah. I got that on... I got an original copy of it.
Yeah, I know you do, but I'm telling you, if they remaster that shit...
Oh, no, yeah, for sure. Like, I'm telling you...
With updated graphics, Mario Kart 64, 007, come on, man. GoldenEye, oh my...
Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2.
Stadium! Like, I used to play Stadium so much, I didn't even know about Pokemon before. Like, come on, man. Even Pokemon Snap, you remember that shit?
Yeah, I do. It was trash.
I know, but still, it's Nintendo 64.
It is the nostalgia behind it, though.
It is the nostalgia. I'm still mad about my cousin because this motherfucker stole my Nintendo 64. I'm still mad at this motherfucker. I don't even want to get into it. Whatever. But you know, I'm actually looking forward for the Switch. I just want to see how it looks like, how it plays. The thing is, I'm kind of iffy. Is like, have you seen the gameplay that they put in the background with the Switch? Have you seen that they put the Link, the Zelda game?
Oh, the fucking Breath of Wild or whatever.
Yeah, don't you see some lag on the gameplay though?
I didn't see any lag. I haven't seen too much like gameplay of it because that's one of the games I actually want to play if I do, you know, end up getting the Switch or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like that is something I've been seeing.
Any lag or anything.
I don't know if it is just me then, because it seems like it has some kind of lag on my end.
I mean, do you think it's just your graphics card because you need a new one?
I don't know. It might be just that, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know, man. I really don't know, to be honest. But whatever. It's just a thing that we mean. It's just a thing that it's kind of cool looking, but at the same time, we don't know how it's gonna perform. Like it is
the size of a fucking like basically an iPad mini with fucking controller like that you could like controllers you could take off on the sides and shit. So it all depends what they are able to cram in there, and on top of that, the battery life on it like ain't nobody gonna buy it if it has 2 hours of battery life and nothing else works correctly on it or something, or if the software is all bad and they didn't take their time on it. Like nobody wants like, a cheat console or a console that they can't use what it was intended for. Like, come on now.
Yeah, that is true, man. All right, let's move to the next thing. What else? Any games that you're looking forward to this year? I know there's a lot of games that you're really looking forward to.
I don't know, man.
I know you're looking forward for the what's the name of it? Tekken 7.
Oh, bruh. Come on now.
You just suck a dick or something? What the fuck?
No.
You just bought
the
chair,
bro. Like the amount of a hard dick that I have right now for that game, bruh.
Okay. Let me tell you this. Tekken 7 for you is God of War for me. I'll let you know that. Because God of War, man.
God of War at the same level as that, bro. Like, come on.
No. The amount of emotion that you have for Tekken 7 is the same amount of emotion that I have for God of War. Because
my emotion is reasonable. Yours isn't reasonable.
How is mine not reasonable? Tell me.
Because... I'll be putting in more time into the game than,
and I will too.
What are you gonna do after you finish the game? Like,
replay it. I've been replaying God of War 3 4 times already, and I never get tired of this motherfucker. Oops.
How?
I don't know. That's because I really enjoyed the game. I don't know why. I just really enjoyed the game. I like the story. I just like the graphics.
After the second time doing the same puzzles again, it's honestly annoying. Like, doing puzzles, especially to the extent that they be doing it on those games. Well, I want to say they're incredibly hard or anything, because I've played harder games. quote unquote fucking Prince of Persia, the one on the original Xbox. That was like,
yeah,
maybe because of my age, it was harder, but like that last one at the very end is pretty difficult.
Whatever. But we're all looking for some guests in 2017. We're probably gonna bring that when we have guests. Well, I'm gonna bring it up later. All right, then, motherfuckers. That's pretty much it for this episode. It's really short. Yeah, we ain't got nothing to talk about, and this is just what.
I mean, there is one more thing that we could talk about.
What? What is it?
That Ugly God booty tape.
Ah, man, fuck you.
What you mean, bro? There's so many. There's so much music that I'm just waiting for, bro. Just all that music to drop, bro. All
right, then let them know.
I can see it in the air.
All right, then, okay. Let me do this, then. You have 4 minutes for yourself. I'm going to be right back in a second. I really need to pee right now. And so you got 4 minutes for yourself, and you let them know how do you feel about this new music, all right?
This nigga.
All right, then go ahead. And 3, 2, 1, it's all yours.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if you guys know who Ugly God is, but that man's, y'all need to give him a chance. If y'all like anything that's just weird and off the wall and just completely different from like the usual shit you hear, even though he's talking about, you know, fucking titties, eating ass and all that shit, that's the man's to go to, honestly. Same thing with Pink Guy. Yes, Pink Guy. Fucking Filthy Frank in general. That's the man's right there. But that booty tape, I have no clue when that man's about to drop it. He needs to drop it soon, though, because it is about time for that man to just release something new, because he hasn't even released anything new on his SoundCloud page, which is crazy. But yeah, just give my SoundCloud a chance to. It's in the description. Click on it instantly, like right now. But yeah, I'm going to have to wait for this man to come back because I have nothing else to talk about. So how's you guys' day? Like, you guys have any questions? You guys could ask them. Any questions at all? Anything?
No questions at all, motherfucker.
Damn. Damn.
All right, so... you already told these people about it, about your music taste and shit. All right, then, that's going to be kind of the plug of the day, just you talking about music, whatever. Everybody, thank you for coming through. Really appreciate the support. You got anything to tell them? Say thank you or something?
Thanks. Y'all beautiful. Y'all amazing. You loyal.
Y'all beautiful?
Y'all beautiful.
What was it, EVG? If I remember correctly,
you're waiting for this YG.
Fuck you.
Shit. I forgot about that man's too, but I'm going to leave that for another day. That man's just waiting. I'm waiting for that stuff.
We're going to be talking about it later.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for coming through. Really appreciate the support. If you haven't, go ahead and click that like button. And if you haven't, go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Also, there are links down below so you guys can hear Dominicans at SoundCloud. This motherfucker makes some beats. If you never heard before, go ahead and check him out.
Listen to it. Right now, right after this is over. Like, listen to this first and then go over there.
Listen to this first and then go to his channel.
I suggest listening to the one that says Muddy Water with the little African kid, you know, sipping the water.
Yeah. I'm done with you. I'm gonna be talking about you later. But everybody else, thank you. Really appreciate it. I stream on Twitch also, but that's gonna be something different. The links are down below in the description. I'll probably age restrict this shit later on, just in case, because I forgot about it before. I really forgot about it. But I'll talk to you guys later. We'll see you guys next Friday. We're going to be talking more shit to each other later on. We probably have more guests next time. So, guys, look out for guests. Yeah, we will have more guests. So, guys, we'll talk to you guys later. Take it easy. booty.